our external direct action. Individually, we are poor when you compare us with white society in America. We are poor. Never.
A fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program on this Monday evening. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford. Joining me this evening, of course, our man from Manchester, recording from a remote location in Montreal from Strangeway Studios, will be co-presenting with me. It is 2024. We've already announced our Happy New Year's. I think there is a limitation as to how long you can continue to wish Happy New Year. I think we should just let's get it on and get it done. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We've got a lot of music lined up for you for this evening, so we invite you to stick around. Let's head things on over to Armitage at Strangeway Studios.
Mates, this is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, and first up, nothing less than the most amazing present that the music world has delivered us at the beginning of 2024. Yes, it's the brand new single from Liam Gallagher and John Squire, formerly of the Stone Roses. Liam Gallagher needs no introduction. The single, Just Another Rainbow. And it's tremendous. Best single I've heard in many, many years. And most of the time I'm hearing it on UK radio, the DJs are very much agreeing with me. They're like, where in the world did this come from? Can we have some more? The answer being yes. They're supposed to release a full-length album later this spring. Check it out. ¶¶
Free school dinners for the poor, pizza with a side of misery. Teacher said when I leave, No one here will miss me. Didn't know I was a sinner, but if they say so, well, I must be. Big lips, white nose, God knows no one will trust me. Mum don't look like me, but thank God she still loved me. Neighbors called me nigger, told me go back to my own country. Said since we arrived, this place has got so ugly. But this is my fucking country, and it's never been fucking lovely. Town, have a drink and puff your chest out. Not a racist, you're just proud. Why should you be left out? The fairies get a march and the knickknacks get a month. We've got the right to vote. I mean, what more could we want? Free to go where I like, if I look like I belong. If not, fuck off. Go on, boy, move along. Remember Stephen Lawrence? He too was free to roam. 18 years old at the bus stop, murdered on his way home. I was called nigger, I was about 7 or 8 years old. I was playing across the street and one of the older kids called me it. I went home for bath time a little later and asked my mum what it meant. My white mum, she told me it was a bad word. We didn't appear, I've seen it. We live here. We didn't appear, I've seen it, mate. We fucking live here, you cunt.
The car.
I hope you enjoyed that, mates. First up was the brand new single from Liam Gallagher and John Squire, Just Another Rainbow. Following that up, it's one of the bands, they've been percolating around the London scene for several years. They're poised to make it huge. It's two gentlemen going by the name of Bob Villan, V-Y-L-A-N, in case you're trying to look them up. And what I played you is We Live Here, which is the title track from their most recent album, their newest album, Humble as the Sun, is supposed to come out in March or April of this year. And what can I say about them? They're being acclaimed as the British Rage Against the Machine, of all things. It's not my comparison, I'm just passing it on. In any case, I do think they're great. Faithful listeners to my show have certainly heard some of their tracks before, and I doubt this is the last time I'll be playing them. But they're, again, they're one of my hot tips for bands to watch in 2024. And finally, closing off this set, was none other than Cast. Yes, one of the seminal bands from the 1990s Britpop era. Absolutely loved them. I have all their albums, listened to them frequently, still do. And lo and behold, they've released a brand new single, Love is the Call, which is the final track that we heard on my set. And Cast, incidentally, was formed by one of the members of The Laws, as well as Shaq, which are two bands from Liverpool, again, very acclaimed in the late 80s, early 90s. And again, I love their music as well, too. So I'm really crossing my fingers tightly that Cast is poised to release a new album imminently. In any case, I'm passing the microphone and full controls back to Doug Ford. I'll be on later in the show.
Look, Mummy, there's a large creature eating me biscuit.
Whoa, kid, your breakfast tastes like gravel.
I would fancy something tasty.
Hey, try some of these.
Scrumptious nummies with meaty bits.
It's me new British Choco Puffies with real nuggets of blood sausage. Still turns the milk pink and tarty, and moms love it because it's got fluoride.
So me teeth don't fall out.
That's right, Snaggletooth.
I fancy you, Chucky.
Get some sun, Ringo. Hey, I'm off to France.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
This is Monica Passos for CQUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Okay, and so my opening set is going to, do its best to remain current. And by current, 2024 is only a couple of weeks in. So I'm going to play something brand new for you. But I'm also going to take this opportunity to try and retreat and play for you a lot of songs that I still have left over to share with you. Great ones from 2023. And I kind of suspect in the weeks to come, I'm still going to dig into that bag of last year's treats because there are so many I'd still like to play. It will include a relook at a band from Leeds called Thank. We're going to check out something from them from last year that we really enjoyed. But also in the vein of something brand new, this is a band, or I won't even say a band, a solo artist originally from Australia who is currently planted in Brighton in the UK. And as of 7 days ago, he's got a brand new single out. He's known as Des Dare. And this is his single, Got a Fire in My Socket, on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Afraid and strange. The Return of Theodolite. Chewing Gum. Estimate 3 blobs per flag, and the Flatiron Building has lost its prow. Smile for the camera, it says, under the caged eye of CCTV. A pothole in the road, rubber-stamped by 100,000 shock absorbers. Hey there, high-vis Theodolite operator. Are we due a new precinct? Are the planets aligned? What's going on in the lens? Can you see the herd of stags prancing round the corner past Kickboxing Academy? Can you hear the brood of hens strutting along past the White Rose School of Health and Beauty? And Mother Hubbard hovers over the Mother Hubbard sign. Masks must be worn. I'm noting this in a time of plague. Teenage girl vape club keeping dry under the ornate cast iron and glass portico of the Civic. I'm thinking rain hood. Fight in the taxi queue. And Eldon Street doglegs here at the pedestrian crossing where zebra or pelican once stood. Red tarmac fords the grey road. Day excursions by coach. Skegness, 15 quid. Llandudno, 15 quid. Lake Windermere, 15 quid. Bury Market, 15 quid. For 85 quid all in, you can meet the Lion King. Giraffes on the poster. Giraffing. This door monitored by Rapid Secure. Frisco's haberdashery now, a wrought iron spiral staircase lit by a golden monkey wall lamp. But where does it lead? Moody upstairs windows with flaky blue wooden frames. Above and below the stop clock it says, the time. Theodolite in the house. Theodolite.
And they talk too much, and they sound so weird. They talk like Henry Kissinger.
Excuse me, some of us would like to order.
The richest parents, trust fund girls, bisexual boyfriends, future corporate madmen, and they talk too much. Sounds so weird. They talk like Henry Kissinger. I'm just not cool enough. I'm the invisible man. And they talk too much. And they sound so weird. They talk like Henry Kissinger.
Just a normal man with normal concerns. Shine a light, shine a light.
right, and welcome back. Let's recap what we just listened to. That very last piece was from a band that we've been playing a number of times this past year. And again, we retreat back to 2023 when this particular single was released back in July. It's from a band called Thank, and they are from Leeds. And we've been diving into their Bandcamp page, of which there's some pretty interesting descriptions made from the for the band, like calling them mischievous, agitated rock philosophers, or this one reviewer that penned them as obnoxious, noise-fueled punk for the dance floors. The song that we heard was a song called Torture Cube. I find that this band has a wee bit of Gillaband in them, but it is a very interesting recording. We heard the song Torture Cube. You can check it out on their Bandcamp page. Before that, we heard from a band called the Wretched Pinhead Puppets. I don't make this up. This is their name. This is their name. You can check them out on Bandcamp. The understanding I have is that originally it was a band coming from Phoenix, Arizona, with drama and trauma back in the day when the band suddenly had to dissolve, but they're back and they've released this single of maybe it's about 2 or 3 weeks old. And it's simply a song called Henry Kissinger. Once again, the band's called Wretched Pinhead Puppets. And what we heard prior to that was a collective known as Lyre, spelt L-Y-R. And they have an album out that has officially been released on New Year's Day here on 2024. And they comprise of singer Richard Walters, producer Patrick J. Pearson, and the words are cobbled together by poet laureate Simon Armitage. And they put together a perfect, what they say here is a perfect combination of poetic spoken passages, all behind soaring vocal melodies and imaginative cinematic production. Nonetheless, it's all music that they have put together and cobbled with sound and put on a Bandcamp page. And we'll link that on our show pages here at CKUT. And we began things off with another brand new single just released 1 week ago today. Des Dare, as we mentioned, he's stationed in Brighton in the UK. Originally from Australia, and the track we heard was a song called Got a Fire in My Socket. More music for you. Do stick around. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic Program, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Bernard Fleming, Executive Director of the MRP Foundation. I'm here to remind you that cold and flu season is just around the corner, and thousands of people will be in need of your help and your mucus. On behalf of this year's Mucus Recovery Project, I'm begging you, please, please give early and give often. It's a little-known fact that many people are physically unable to produce their own mucus. For them, phlegm is just a dream. The reality is, they're left high and dry. But with your help and others like you, life-enriching and body-cleansing mucus can be gathered, purified, and redistributed to the folks who really need it. The MRP is completely self-supporting and gets no help from Washington. That's why we need you. So what do you say? How about hocking one up for those who really need it? To find out how you can help, contact the Mucus Recovery Project at 1-800-HOT-TUI. Please give a spit.
Oh, thank you.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
Sound.
C-K-K.
U-T-T
90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
And now it's off to Strangeway Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
All transmitters to pull. All receivers to boost. This is London calling.
Yes, I'm back. It's Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And next up on this segment of Drastic Plastic, Two Amigos Special Edition, is the latest single from Sprints. They released their album Letter to Self last week, and this is the fourth single already from that album. It's called Heavy. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
There's no give. This water keeps me floating when I'm straight. The water's gonna tell me it's okay. It's flowing and it's showing me the way. Let it fill up the place. The water's gonna wash away the pain. I hear it when it's calling out my name. It's running and it's flooding through my veins. Let it fill.
Yeah.
started off the action with Sprints from their brand new album, Letter to Self, with their current single, Heavy. Sprints, incidentally, are from Dublin, and I am dying to see them live. They must be phenomenal. Following that up is Stormzy from his album, This Is What I Mean, and the track we heard, Give It to the Water. And it's just exquisite, so gorgeous. And following that up is something that, well, a little more harsh on the ears, but nevertheless excellent. Yes, Idols. Their forthcoming album, Tang. I finally figured out how to pronounce that because I've been hearing other UK commentators discuss it. T-A-N-G-K. It's Tang. In any case, we heard their current single, Dancer. Tang is supposed to be released in about 2 months from now. And great news, they will be coming to Montreal on September 21 and 22, playing MTELUS. So I'll be seeing you there, one if not both of those nights. That's a guarantee. I did catch them, incidentally, last time they were in Montreal, which was in 2019. They played Théâtre Fairmount, and that show was insane. I really thought something was going to be broken. It's a must in terms of attending live music. Well, this brings me to the end of my set. This is Armin and Shanks signing off. Thanks for listening, mates. Cheers, and remember, I'm just taking the piss.
Hi, I'm Donnie Dunghill, and this is my son, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, anyways, we're the owners of the Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons. Unfortunately, we have lost our lease, and now we must have special clearance sale, because they are kicking our ass out. Oh, well, easy come, easy go. But here's the good news. Go ahead, Donnie. Why don't you tell them our coffins have been chosen by more families than the other guys? Tell them that the name Dunghill has been synonymous with quality since 1940 and two.
You said it, pal.
Yeah, and one other thing. With our clearance sale, everything must go. That means we're selling our finest mahogany caskets and concrete burial receptacles.
That's right,
for
Pop.
Dirt cheap. Isn't that right, Donnie? So anyways, if you need to bury a loved one, please do it before the end of the month with Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons.
We bury the competition.
Yeah, you got it right, Donnie.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is CKUT-FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blowing.
All right, then. Up next, I want to play for you somebody who, came onto my musical radar just last year, but he's been recording for quite a few years. He's a Canadian songwriter, originally from Whitehorse in the Yukon, but he's really lived all over Canada. And this is a song that I really like. I want to share with you. This is a song called Two Strangers. The artist is known as Whitney Kay on the Drastic Plastic program.
Bluffs. We move and move and move in a circle.
And that there is a Whitney Kay, and that's a song called Two Strangers. Has a bit of a white light, white heat feel to it. Nonetheless, that comes from his EP of 2022 on Maple Death Records, entitled Hard to Be a God. We're going to hear more Whitney Kay in the new year. You'll be sure that we'll play as much as we can in the weeks and months to come. Well, that just about does it for us for tonight here on Drastic Plastic. On behalf of myself and, of course, Armitage Shanks, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to look us up and to tune us in. And we hope that we played something that you may have enjoyed. And you can always check that out by going on ckut.ca, punching in programming, and up comes all the show listings of all the programs here on the station. Look on Mondays, click on Drastic Plastic, and check out the show, the playlist, and we try and link as much information as we can to the music that you've just heard. In programming notes, both Armitage and I will be behind the microphones again, respectively, next week. And following us here on Drastic Plastic, of course, is Dead End Doug and the Captain Graham for the 27th Hour of Horror. We leave you now with a little bit of Blue Oscillation. Thanks for tuning. We'll see you again next time. Good night.
Good evening, friends and lovers. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and everywhere else on CKUT.ca. Please enjoy this episode of the 27th Hour, previously broadcast on the 8th of June, 2020. It is pretty great.